You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios, man. We got local, state, national, covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to it. It is that day of days. It is the day of the week that we all like the most. It is Friday. Outstanding. Well, congratulations on making it all the way to the end of the week. Got the weekend ahead of you. I hope you got plans for a good one. And today, speaking of good ones, rumors on the board. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. I mean,
it's Friday.
To what you just told me, I'm good.
Tell what I just told you. Oh, but, about the rates?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, we were just talking Boomer's experience in real estate and all that. We're talking about how hard it is right now. And the Fed just raised the rate again, which is not even part of the dipper. But, like, literally, Charlene just texted me as I'm about to start saying, hey, welcome to Right Side Radio. And I'm like, holy cow.
Great. But it's Friday.
Whoop, whoop. All right. Hey, listen, we got a great show laid on for you. Going to be in studio here a little bit later at 3:30 with State Senator Garland Gudger from the Cullman area, one of the Republican members of the Alabama State Senate. Going to talk to him about some economic development, things that he's sponsored and been a part of. He also, by the way, chairs the committee that I used to chair called the Committee on Fiscal Responsibility and Economic Development, which we just call FRED. But anyway, State Senator Garland Gudger coming in at 3:30 in studio. And in the meantime, I got a whole triple dipper and maybe a mini dipper. Hit it, bud.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right. The triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Now, it's not a full dipper, but there ain't no way I could go without talking about Trump's mugshot. So we're going to talk about that just probably for a few minutes before I even really kick in. And then number one, the triple dipper, true dipper. Rabid Russia. Listen, what is happening in Russia right now with the Wagner Group, with potential assassinations, with the purge of top generals, and with the movement of tactical nukes potentially to Belarus, all these things, this is not the way stable governments operate. It's not. And we should be extremely wary of what is happening. I don't care what you think about the war in Ukraine. I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about Russia itself. Rabid Russia, that's number one on the triple dipper. Number two, in conjunction with our conversation with State Senator Gudger, jobs, jobs, jobs. I mean, that's part of the job of the Alabama legislature is to set the environment, not pick the winners and losers, but to set the environment that then helps spur the economy to greater growth. We're going to talk about economic development, site selection, and things that we can do as a state to put ourselves in a better posture so that we are competitive on the broader field with the 50 others, with the 49 other states. So there's that. Number two, triple dipper, jobs, jobs, jobs. And then number three, there is some knuckleheaded stuff going on out there. I mean, I'm talking about jackassery of the highest order. And so I got to looking at it. It's not like woke world. It's not that kind of stuff where you poke fun. This is like impacting people's lives. And so I just called it, is common sense uncommon? Is common sense uncommon? And we'll talk about that as number three on the triple dipper. All right, let me jump over to my comments here, and I'm going to get a little nostalgic today. Before I do that, though, just remind you guys that Southern Immediate Care, a chain of medical clinics all throughout North Alabama, is the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. They are open 7 days a week, locations in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care. You need care on the weekend, that's who you can call. All week long, 7 days a week, Southern Immediate Care. All right, let me do this. My comments. I gotta tell you, so the other night, we did our soiree, Dale Jackson and Congressman Brooks and myself and Mecca Music, we did our soiree at Terry's Pizza on Bailey Cove Road in Huntsville. Well, that was my old stomping grounds in high school. Right across the street, I mean, we literally, Terry's Pizza is directly across the street from the old Grissom High School. And being there, I'll be honest with you, it's not like I haven't gone home in a while, but still, something about being right there just made me nostalgic. My old house was right next door. I could literally have shouted from my, you know, parking lot spot in front of Terry's Pizza to my old house. And it brought back just floods of memories. And I remember one of them in particular. Milton Frank Stadium, fall 1981. Grissom High School was playing somebody in football. I can't recall who. But I was dressed for the game, which, by the way, did not guarantee I was going to get any playing time. But I assure you I was dressed for the game. Coach Stiles was one of our football coaches. And if I recall, the game was not going our way. And all of a sudden, Coach Stiles just started waving his hands in the air and yelled, "Herschel Walker, where are you?" It was one of those, like, funny, not funny moments. That was the day when Herschel Walker was a sight to behold in college football. He won the Heisman Trophy at the end of that same season, if I recall. And Coach was invoking the name of the greatest running back of the day as a means of wishing that he had a deeper bench to work with that evening under the lights. Well, here's one for you. Let me flip it to politics. Ronald Reagan, where are you? That's how I feel when I look at the current state of politics. We just had the first of the GOP primary debates the other night. And I do see statesmanlike demeanor in some of the current slate of candidates and other politicos who weren't even on the stage. I mean, there's some Reagan-esque glimmers of hope. I can see some things. I mean, aside from what we already know about Donald Trump's policies, we also see Ron DeSantis and people like Kristi Noem and Jim Jordan, who are not even running for president, and a few others. But there is, you know, really kind of in a broader sense, there's no march to a conservative drum within the larger party. I mean, I say yet because I can sense a turning. There's a growing dissatisfaction with status quo politics and establishment solutions. And I believe that we may yet see the new face of the party, not to take away from Donald Trump, but he won't be with us in perpetuity given his age. The most he could have is one more term. So at some point, that new face will arise, that new face, and we need it to. But what is it about Ronald Reagan, though, that still sparks a sense of hope? Looking back on it, they even branded certain aspects of that time in his name. It was the Reagan era. It was peace through strength. It was the end of the Cold War. It was a return to an age of prosperity and national pride and military strength and international respect. It was, in fact, all because of the Reagan era. When Ronald Reagan passed away in 2004, there were mourners who stood in line for the better part of a full day on the National Mall just to have the opportunity to pass in front of his casket as he lay in state in the rotunda of the Capitol, flanked on all sides by an honor guard from each of the military services. Not since FDR, or maybe to an extent JFK, has a president evoked such passion and a sense of connection with the general public. I read one writer's ode to Reagan that said that what FDR was to the first half of the 20th century, Reagan was to the second half. I can remember my father, who was a career Army officer, talking about what it was like to live through those Carter years when he referred to it as a hollow army, but Dad was able to serve through the first term of the Reagan years, and it was night and day. Reagan was more than just a great president. He gave our country back its pride. He won the Cold War. He defeated communism without firing a shot. He revived the economy. He restored the sense that America was unapologetically free and government was not always the answer. He was legitimately comfortable in front of a microphone. He could crack a joke or crack a whip or both without blinking or looking lost. And Reagan coined phrases that we still reference today. Things like referring to the United States as a great city on a hill, or describing the battle against communism as a rendezvous with destiny. He defied his advisors and famously went to the Brandenburg Gate and boldly said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." And he determined to enter into agreements with a trust but verify stance. He said that peace comes through strength, and he meant it. These were all the kind of things that we expected from Reagan. He coined those phrases, and we still use them today. And Reagan, I mean, he had a full career in entertainment, and he entered politics at a relatively late age. He was 56 when he first won public office. He was nearly 70 when he became president. And when he died at age 93, he had passed John Adams as America's longest-lived president at that point. Reagan was a leader. He had skills, and his ability to provide oratory were honed over decades before entering in public life. He served as president of the Screen Actors Guild from 1947 to 52 and again from 59 to 60. He came out early and strong in opposition to communists and Hollywood labor battles. His work as a corporate spokesman for General Electric in the 50s made him a television star. He honed his public speaking abilities. He pushed him further on his rightward trajectory away from New Deal politics. But the real kicker came when Reagan gave a 1964 televised speech on behalf of Barry Goldwater that jump-started his political career. It was in that speech, one that I, by the way, highly recommend everybody watch again if possible, that he so effectively used FDR's line about facing a rendezvous with destiny. Some say that Goldwater got the nomination because of Reagan's speech. One article that I read from National Review states that despite being a political novice and a Republican since only 1962, that Reagan had won the GOP gubernatorial nomination in 66 and went on to take the governorship with 1 million votes to spare. Californians apparently liked Reagan's conservative positions against big government and high taxes and urban riots and campus unrest and anti-war protest. By the way, any of that sound familiar to you today? Californians reelected him in 1970, and in 1980, after suffering through the Carter years, Reagan won the nomination to be the Republican candidate for President of the United States. And of course he won. 4 years later, I was old enough to cast my first ever vote at the polls for his reelection. Now, I say all this to point out something. The years that led up to Reagan's election, they were tumultuous at best. We had an economy in the pits. We had a public spirit in despair. We had a national image that was tarnished. Foreign governments struggled to respect us as a force on the international stage. But keep this in mind, my friends. I've said it before. I'll say it again. It took a Carter to bring us a Reagan. Think about it. It took a Carter to bring us a Reagan. Now, I'm not at all enamored, you know that, of our current president. I respect and I salute the office, but I want a new office holder. I am already looking at the horizon for 2024, and I hope, I believe, that we may find that it took a Biden to bring us the next Reagan. And we need that person for such a time as this. Ronald Reagan, where are you? Stay tuned, folks. There may be one coming, and that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yes, indeed. I'm telling you, Ronald Reagan, I mean, he broke the mold. And it's obvious. I mean, there were things being named about him while he still lived. The ideas of Reagan and the nostalgia of Reagan and the phrases that he used, all of it, but the governance and the policies, he's still the measuring stick. We need another one. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right on this beautiful but rather hot Friday afternoon. What's the temperature out there right now? Like 95? Boom? I mean, it's just, praise God for air conditioning.
It's just hot.
I said after Baghdad I'd never complain about the heat again. Apparently it's been long enough to where I could forget that I made that promise. But, man, smoking hot out there. Text lines are indeed open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. We'll be joined later in the day in the studio here with State Senator Garland Gudger. Text lines, like I said, are already open. I got several that have already jumped in. I had, where did it go? Oh, shoot. I had one that just texted me, Amy from Danville. She must have gone to Gadsden High. She says, because she asked me, says, Phil, did you have Mr. Lynn as a history teacher? I said, yes. I did. If I'm not mistaken, too, Mr. Lynn was the one who he was a reenactor, and he brought his black powder rifle to school, and once a year he'd get permission to set that thing off in the classroom. It was good luck with doing that now. but yes, I did. What do we got here? Dennison from Athens sent me a picture. He's got his favorites. So this is. Dennison from Athens, I think, is also the same thing as David from Huntsville. But the bottom line is I've got a side-by-side now of DeSantis and Nikki Haley. And then I've got a side-by-side of Ronald Reagan and Ron DeSantis. So apparently he's a Ron DeSantis fan. Okay. Tracy from Athens, if my texture will come back up as it reprograms itself, says Ronald Reagan is the reason we missed the 80s. Indeed. Yeah, that and big hair. Yeah. Big hair bands, and my sweet Charlene was a big hair lady back in the 80s. I married me a big hair girl, had the big 80s perm. It's awesome.
Big fluffy.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Brian from Huntsville. Reagan was my first commander-in-chief. He was my first presidential vote. He was the primary reason I enlisted. I miss that man. I agree. And again, thanks for your service, Brian. David from Huntsville, which I believe is the same as Denison from Athens, says, what was the point of taking the mugshot of a former president? Mugshots are taken in case after being charged, a person tries to flee before trial. It's used to help law enforcement and the public identify them. I agree. I'll tell you what it was, and we all know what it was. It was the idea of being able to get Trump's mugshot. We got to get their mugshots. Then we can use it. Well, I got news. It backfired in a huge way. So if you haven't seen it, Trump was banned from Twitter 2 years ago. He's back, and he's back with a mugshot. He came back this morning, reopened his old account, and issued out his mugshot to the world, him scowling. And I reposted it on my Twitter account, and I said when I see this photo, I can hear Liam Neeson's voice.
That's really funny.
I have a particular set of skills. I will find you. He just has that look like, yeah. Oh, holy crap.
Well, watch out.
Yeah, the Kraken may have been released finally. Jimmy from Somerville is, I guess he's new in the tech string. We're glad of it. Laura from ARAB says, just to say, check out Local Joe's Barbecue, Albertville or Gadsden, great food and Patriots. Okay, well, thanks. I guess I got a free ad there for Local Joe. By the way, I've been to Local Joe's many times. Enjoy it thoroughly. So, free ad, especially when I like it. Barbecue's always good. Finish some of these up. David from Lincoln, feels like 111 degrees in Childersburg, a little bit warm. Man, I'm saying. And then John from Huntsville, I was the 24th person to join Boomer's College Football Pick'em Group. This is my time for redemption after my college basketball disaster. Because this time, I'm going to use my top secret strategy that I should have used last time, and I'm going to stick with it every single week.
We'll see.
He's got a top secret strategy.
Top secret strategy.
I'll tell you what, Boom, I should have left you time for that. Let's do this right after the break. We're going to talk about your pick'em.
Cool.
So we can lay it out there for
lay
everybody.
Lay it out, and it is up on our website, too, now.
Indeed.
So, easy.
I got to get myself in it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. But yeah.
So you can pick those Tigers to win every week, right?
Every single week. Hugh Freeze is the counter to Saban now. I can feel it. It's going to be awesome. We don't know who our quarterback is for sure, but we like them all.
We like them all. We're going to play them all.
Carnell's going to have the best running backs. It's going to be awesome. Just saying. Down to the Plains, we're going to be rolling some tumors. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Because actually, they did just say, by the way, this year, the New Oaks have been released for rolling. They have been released for rolling. So traditions
will come back.
Die hard, and they do come back when we get a chance. All right, we got plenty on the slate for you today. You guys, stay tuned. We're going to be talking with State Senator Garland Gudger 3:30-ish. And then coming up next, after we talk about college pick'em, we're going to be going to rabid Russia. Because, folks, I'm just telling you. What is happening over there in Russia? What's happening over there in Russia is just like way uncommon. It is not normal. It's really unstable. This is not the way, you know, first world countries are supposed to act. And we'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.